This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. Civil rights advocates say a Texas case that came before the U.S. Supreme Court Wednesday could weaken the Fair Housing Act of 1968. The nine justices heard oral arguments in the case Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs versus the Inclusive Communities Project. The nonprofit Inclusive Communities Project, or ICP, first sued Texas 7 years ago, arguing that the way the state awarded federal housing credits reinforced segregation. The suit couldn't prove intent, but it was successful in showing that blacks and other minorities were disproportionately affected by the housing agency's policy. ICP won that first round.
I think their goals are laudable in that they're trying to maximize the opportunities of African Americans to have affordable housing in every part of Dallas.
Dallas attorney John Shackelford has been closely following the case against the state housing department, the TDHCA, since 2008.
At the same time, TDHCA, in my opinion, was not doing anything discriminatory. They were trying to find ways to make housing affordable for the most number of people in areas where there's the greatest demand and where it also works financially.
The Dallas nonprofit cited a legal argument called disparate impact. This means ICP doesn't have to prove intentional racial discrimination, only that the result hurt a protected group. Again, Dallas attorney John Shackelford.
If the court makes it clear that throughout the country, in order to show discrimination, a plaintiff has the burden of showing there is actual intent to discriminate, the burden of proof would be much, much more difficult upon them to show discrimination.
In other words, if ICP loses its case, the Fair Housing Act of 1968 could be reinterpreted. This is bad news for Lupe Gutierrez, who's been helping minorities find housing for years. She says building new low-income housing in already poor neighborhoods doesn't make sense.
Yes, because they're still stuck in the same place.
She says she's always had a hard time moving low-income families out of South Dallas.
They want to help us, or they want to say they want us to become better persons or live in a better community. But if you're low-income, hello, you don't have funds. And to fight against a developer, who has the upper hand?
That's something the Oak Cliff Chamber of Commerce has been trying to change. Attorney Scott Chase is a former board chair.
Housing does drive economic development. And to the extent we can increase housing stock and increase the value of housing, that increases the sustainable economic development of that particular area.
He hopes the Supreme Court doesn't harm what the chamber is trying to do in South Dallas, which is to create mixed-use development, building homes and businesses that create jobs locally.
Regardless of what the Supreme Court says, we still need to push for that kind of solution because the tax credit housing will still be there somewhere. And we want it to be in Southern Dallas, but we want it to be with some sustainable economic development aspects, too.
A ruling isn't expected until near the end of the Supreme Court's term in June. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News.